Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Smith. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Vernier. Batting third. The third baseman, Milt Stock. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Austin McHenry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Doc Lavin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vern Clemens. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Cliff Heathcote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Bailey. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bill Bailey. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Clyde Barnhart. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Cutshaw. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Cotton Tierney. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walter Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Glasner. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Whitey Glasner. And now, play ball. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Tierney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bigby moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville bunts towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Bigby moves to third. Carey moves to second. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bigby tags and scores. Carey tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cutshaw. The throw from Clemens and he is safe. Cutshaw steals second. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Tierney chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Cutshaw. Cutshaw fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Cutshaw. Hornsby moves all the way to home. It's 2-1, Pirates. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tierney. McHenry reaches second base with a double. Tierney throws the ball into Barnhart, who tags McHenry trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Glasner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glasner bunts towards the mound. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Schmidt moves to second. Two outs. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bigby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schmidt moves to third. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Bigby moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 0-for-0 in the game. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schmidt scores. Bigby scores. Carey moves to second. It's 4-1, Pirates. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Bigby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Schmidt and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-1 in the game. Tierney hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm strikes out. Two outs. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Vernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernier is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernier hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0 for 1 in the game. Stock hits a pop-up towards third. Barnhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vernier moves to second. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McHenry hits a pop-up towards short. Moranville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0 for 1 in the game. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Whitey Glasner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glasner is 0 for 0 in the game. Glasner hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bigby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bigby. The throw from Clemens and he is safe. Bigby steals second. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carey hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. McHenry throws the ball into Lavin who tags Carey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bigby scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Pirates. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Moranville hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 0 for 1 in the game. Heathcote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Birdshotten pinch hits for Bill Bailey. Birdshotten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shotten strikes out. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Marv Goodwin now pitching. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Barnhart moves to second. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0 for 2 in the game. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Barnhart moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fournier scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fournier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fournier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fournier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fournier for the out. One out. Milt Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-2 in the game. Stock hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Big B. Hornsby reaches second base with a double. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McHenry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barnhart fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Glasner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glasner is 0-for-1 in the game. Glasner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Goodwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Big B strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavin takes first base on ball 4. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a line drive into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heathcote takes first base on ball 4. Lavin moves to second. Specs Topperser pinch hits for Marv Goodwin. Specs Topperser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Topperser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Lavin moves to third. Two outs. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Moranville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tink Riviere now pitching. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Heathcote settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jack Fernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Miltstock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock is 0-for-3 in the game. Stock hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cutshaw scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Pirates will come to bat. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-3 in the game. Tierney hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walter Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field. McHenry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Austin McHenry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McHenry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McHenry takes first base on ball 4. Doc Lavin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lavin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barnhart fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Vern Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-3 in the game. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Lavin moves to second. Pickles Dilhui for pinch runs for Vern Clemens. Cliff Heathcote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heathcote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields it and throws to second for the out. Lavin moves to third. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Tink Riviere. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lavin scores. Heathcote moves to second. It's 5-2, Pirates. Jack Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.